Grab a drink and have a seat. It's time to chat with the hottest new artists and songwriters around. This is Back Porch Sippin' with Lindsay. Brought to you by Post Meridium Spirits. They create the world's best ready-to-drink cocktails with 100% real ingredients, no shortcuts, and zero compromise for whenever you're ready to drink. With 8 signature cocktails, you're sure to find desirable flavors all year long. And with their recipe for success printed right on the can, you know you're getting a foolproof, perfectly balanced drink every time. Just shake, pour over ice, and enjoy. Find them at postmeridiumspirits.com. Post Meridium Spirits. Tiny can, big love.
Emmett, pleasure to have you on the podcast. It has been a very hot minute since I've seen you. So how's my favorite Florida guy doing?
Oh, man, Lindsay, thank you so much for having me on. It has been a minute. I'm doing great, though. I'm doing good. Staying busy, working hard, and just loving every minute of it.
You just casually are like, I'm just staying busy. And I'm like, Emmett, you've been so busy. So busy. Tell me all
about it. I love it, though. Oh, man. Well, obviously, the single came out on September 27th, so it's been out for a few weeks now. It's performing really well, which was really nice to see. I like to think I'm an optimistic person, but it did exceed my expectations to some degree, so I was very happy with that. And then, obviously, we got, like, a ton of shows booked up for the rest of this year, and, yeah, God's been very good to me lately. Nice.
Yes, he has, and I met you back in... at the beginning of the year, right? Like, wasn't it like January? I feel like
was it the beginning of this year? Was it not last year?
Oh, maybe
it was end of last year.
All I know is it was cold.
It was cold. Oh, you're right. No. It was. Oh, it might have been beginning of this year then. Might have been beginning of this year.
Feels like, yes, a lifetime.
Feels like forever. Gosh.
But I remember you playing Done With You for me, and I was like, why is this not out? So happy it's finally out.
I'm excited too. Yeah, I remember we were in your car because I was doing like some pictures or something.
Yeah,
we were doing pictures or something by the river, and you drove, because obviously when I fly up there I don't have a car.
Yeah.
So we drove, and yeah, we were listening to Done With You in the car, and I showed you some other songs that you're not gonna talk about because you can't.
Can't yet, anyways.
Yet.
I love it. So talk to me about Done With You. Where'd the idea come from? Because it is very catchy, one that everybody can really sing along to, and everybody knows the little, like, catches in it and things like that. So where'd the idea come from originally?
So I wrote it back in November of 2021 in my kitchen, just here at home. And I don't know. I think I was like doing dishes or something, but the idea of the first line of the chorus, like, I got my whiskey glasses, because that's what Morgan said, just kind of popped into my head. And I thought, oh, that might be like a cool little like nod or something like that. Because obviously there's no shortage of breakup songs in country music. You know, there's the typical tropes about, you know, drinking and trucks and heartbreak and love. But I don't know that there's a whole lot of songs that kind of, I don't know, give a nod or give flowers to those who have written some of the best heartbreak songs ever. So I just kind of built it off that line and built the chorus around that line. And yeah, when Done With You just kind of came to be within the next like hour and a half.
Nice. So wrote it all by yourself.
Yeah, wrote it by myself. Obviously, like, very talented musicians played a big role in making the song the production that it is.
Done With You, your first single. So to the folks listening that have never heard your name, give me a few words that you think describe your sound.
My sound? Oh, I love a few words. Okay. Classical, in the sense of, like, I can't just do a few words. I'm going to talk about it. Country lyric, and Done With You is more of a straight up like country track. And I think my sound is changing too. The more I write, the more I'm in the studio. So it's really cool to see, because I grew up listening to like 80s rock, 70s, 80s rock. And not just with Done With You, but I've written some other stuff too that's kind of leaning more, maybe Southern rocky. I don't know. It's really cool. I don't like to just stick to like one thing. So
yeah. Absolutely.
Currently Southern rock with like a very intense, very intentional, like country lyrics.
Emmett, currently living in Florida, from Florida. So talk to me about doing music in Florida. What does that scene kind of look like?
It's hot. it's super hot. It's kind of chilly right now, which is kind of nice. I'm wearing a little sweater today. But I think Florida is great because the people, as a people, we love to be outside. And so like every bar you go to, they have an outdoor patio, and there's music being played typically everywhere. Don't get me wrong, it's 1,000 degrees outside in the summer, so we're sweating to death out there playing. But you know, around December, you know, January-ish, it is kind of like a nice to be outside on a patio playing some songs. Florida, obviously there's like all the Florida tropes, you know, like being crazy and stuff, but we do love live music here, and there's not a shortage of that.
Good. So when you're playing a show out there on the patio, what's probably your favorite song to cover?
Oh, okay. There's two of them. The go-to, depending on the mood of the crowd, is Good Directions by Billy Currington. That's like my just all go. That's one of my favorite songs of all time. As far as like storytelling goes, I think that song is perfectly written. And then like if it's in more like, I don't know, like sentimental or like an intimate setting, Your Song by Elton John is a good one that I really love to cover.
Okay. Yeah. I dig it.
Breaking out the classics.
I love that. So I know you've been coming to Nashville pretty regularly to work on music, set up rights, things like that. When was the first time you actually made your first trip to Nashville?
So the first time I actually came up to Nashville, I want to say it was in 2020. And if I'm not mistaken, I want to say, it might have been right before the vid. I'm not sure. Might have been right before the vid. But a buddy of ours, actually, Mr. Colin Rolfe, he was the reason I even like made the trip up there in the first place. So if it wasn't for Mr. Colin Rolfe, I don't know. I don't know where I'd be right now if it wasn't for Mr. Colin Rolfe. So shout out to our buddy Colin.
Absolutely. Colin is one in a million. And that's how we met, through Colin. So
shoot, man. Great.
It's been wild. So since 2020, were you like hooked the first time you came to town? You were like, this is it. We're doing music full time forever. Or how'd that look for you?
So at the time I was already like gigging, like as a bar musician. Okay. You know, that was what I did full time. So I like paid my bills, or at least tried to pay my bills. And so I fell in love with playing out that way. But when I went up to Nashville and I saw the songwriting aspect of it all, like the culture surrounding the writers, like how everybody is like there for each other, like they're all willing to work together, want to get together and write and just create and be, and just, I don't, just, it's just such a good environment up there to be like creative, that I love it. And so that's why every month, you know, you see me up there just having a good time, writing some songs, recording some songs, and just enjoying the camaraderie that comes along with all the songwriters.
Do you have a like group of writers that you tend to like write with, or are you still creating that group?
I think I'm still building that group. Obviously, like I mentioned, Colin, I write every time I'm up there. Me and Colin try to bang out a song or two. Our other buddy, Ashton Butler, he's great, and we write together. And recently, I'm not going to name drop anyone, but recently we've been very blessed and we've been able to make some connections and write with some really cool people.
So when did you start singing?
I mean, I think I've always loved singing. I remember one of the things like my mom always says, I used to sing, remember Winnie the Pooh?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently I used to sing that theme song every time it would come on. I'd stand on the couch and I would just sing that Winnie the Pooh theme song. So, I mean, I've always loved music. My mom sings. My little sister sings. My dad couldn't carry a tune in a bucket if he tried. you can't. But I think in church is probably where I got it because, you know, my dad's a pastor, too. I think in church is, like, when I really started, like, singing. And that's when I was like, oh, I do, like, really enjoy singing.
Mm-hmm.
And then just from there, I don't know. I just always loved to sing. Just, I don't know. Just something fun I've always enjoyed doing.
Do you remember your first gig? Like what year it was?
Oh, the year? Yeah, I want to say it was 20. If I had to guess, my first gig was 20, either 2017 or 2018. And I know this because it was a wedding for a couple named Mark and Eva. And they still come to like my family's church that we pastor here in town. And it was their like wedding. And I remember it was me, my buddy Wilton was playing drums, and my buddy Zach was playing bass guitar. And we were all dressed in like, you know, suit, ties, but we were in this backyard of this like Florida home. We were on a like a flatbed trailer. So we're all like in black pants, you know, white shirt, black tie, black vest, and we're all there's pictures that I'm gonna send you after this now.
Yeah.
And we're all just like sitting, we're all like just singing and playing on this like flatbed trailer, like in the woods. And
I love it.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. And that was like my first, so that was like my first, you know, like paid gig. Like obviously I've played mm-hmm. stuff before, but first time anybody really wanted to hear me, it was that.
So thinking back to that day, your first like real gig to now, what do you think is like the biggest thing you've learned so far from your career?
The biggest thing I've learned so far, I think authenticity, being authentic. That's the biggest thing. Don't try to be someone you're not. Just be yourself. People can sense when other people are being inauthentic. Mm-hmm. And at least for me, like I don't have a lot of patience for like inauthentic people. Like if you're not being yourself, like I feel like people can feel that.
Yeah.
And so it just puts like a bad vibe or energy in there. I don't know. It's just awkward. And it like, it feels gross almost. So just be yourself. And I think people gravitate towards authentic people.
Absolutely. So enough hard questions.
Okay.
So in your free time, what are some things you enjoy doing?
I go to the gym all the time. I go every morning just about, or night, depending on like what the day consists of. I like to go fishing with my dad. We go bass fishing out here. And I honestly like to hang. I'm a big foodie, so I love to go get dinner with my friends. Dinner or lunch, whichever it is. I don't discriminate. Dinner or lunch. Chick-fil-A enthusiast. Signature club member. Not to brag. I work out. I basically work out so I can eat. And then I'll go fishing with my dad. That's about it. Love it.
So a couple this or that kind of questions. So are you doing ocean or lake?
Ooh. Okay. I'd have to say lake.
Okay.
I'd say lake only because like when I do go to vacation, like on the beach, I actually don't like the sand part, but you have to go through the sand to get to the ocean. Now, if you're at a hotel, I will hang out by the pool. So if it was pool or lake, it's pool. But if it's ocean or lake, lake.
Okay. Okay. Interesting.
That's a long-winded answer for a very simple question.
No, I appreciate it. We love the details. Next one, night out or night by like a bonfire?
Bonfire. I think it goes back to the like authenticity thing though.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people when they're like out, they turn into people that are not themselves. And if you're not yourself at a bonfire, you're not doing it right.
Absolutely. You doing acoustic shows or full band?
Oh man, that's a hard question. The energy, I grew up listening to like 80s, like I said, 80s, 70s rock. So I love the full band sound and I have such a blast with my guys that play with me. They're fantastic. I love every one of them. And the show that we bring when we play out is incredible. But also like acoustic shows are cool too. I think it kind of depends on the setting. If it's it's like an opening slot for somebody. I don't even know if that's true then. Because acoustic, you can make acoustic sets so intimate and you can really connect with people. And that's my favorite thing to do, is to like meet people and talk. So, like, I love passionate people. And whenever I get a chance to like meet and talk with passionate people, which typically comes from the acoustic sets, because I can be more personable.
Mm-hmm.
And like talk about like my songs, and then like, you know, they come up and tell me about a story that they relate to that I wrote a song about. And those conversations are my absolute favorite part about it. I can't decide.
Fair enough. Okay. I don't know that I'd be able to decide either, honestly.
I don't. Yeah. They just both have their upsides.
Yeah, definitely. So when you're thinking working out, do you prefer morning, like first thing in the morning, or evening better?
I prefer morning because I feel like it makes me more productive during the day. Like if I go to the gym, like as soon as I wake up, I'll take 2 Rice Krispie treats to the gym and just slam those back down with like a Monster energy drink. And I just feel like I'm more productive if I get the gym time done. To where I keep pushing it off throughout the day. If it's like getting later and later, then it'll be like 12 o'clock at night. And I'm like, I need to go to the gym. Then I got to force myself. Then I don't go to sleep until like 3 in the morning. And it's a whole deal.
Just a mess. Last one for you. Since it is about to be holiday season, are you doing Christmas before Thanksgiving or after? Like when I'm thinking like decorating and things, like putting up the tree and all that.
Oh, no, you got to do it after. Don't do it before. Don't take away from Thanksgiving. Don't give me what? Why? What do? Do you go before?
Yes.
Oh, don't do that. Don't pull like the Walmart and like have the stuff out. You probably got Christmas stuff out already.
No comment.
And don't get me wrong, I love Christmas, but I don't, at least wait till like the day after Thanksgiving.
Fair enough.
Okay. You're like, no comment. No comment.
Hey, man, I support it either way.
Lindsay still got the tree. Lindsay still has the tree up from last year.
No. I just put it up already.
Did you? No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
There's no day. Okay.
No. Okay.
Have you seen that Theo Von clip? It's like, I'm not saying I'm going to judge.
Yeah.
I'm just saying other people are.
But to be fair, you know I'm about to go on tour, so I wanted to see my tree up.
That's fair. Congratulations, by the way. That's awesome.
Thank you. What I see you're drinking a Prime.
I am.
What's your favorite flavor?
Oh, the pink one. I think it's like strawberry watermelon or something like that. That's the best one. Yeah, but they don't sell that flavor at Costco, so today we have lemon lime.
Rude of them. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. You would think.
So I know you're still coming off Done With You, but what do you think like the rest of 2023 has, you know, in store for you? What are you working towards for the new year? Things like that.
Done With You did really good, and we're very excited about that. We just opened up for Brian Martin over in Sarasota. November 17th, we're opening up for Tyler Farr at the Stockyard in Holiday, Florida. So we're looking forward to that. As far as the rest of the year goes, we got a bunch of shows booked, some opening slots, and I'm really going to be focusing on writing and getting some music recorded. We have some stuff written, a lot of stuff recorded already. So who knows, maybe a song will come out here or there for the rest of this year, but the rest of the year, I'm going to really focus on writing. I've been trying to be as personable as I can be with my writing recently, which isn't the easiest for me, but I've written a couple songs recently that were very personal, and I think they're some of my best, which I'm going to have to send them to you now.
I'm glad you got the hint. Looking forward to 2024, do you think you might release an EP maybe, or an album, or we just got to wait and find out?
let's see if my media trained brain comes up. We're very happy with how Done With You went. There's a lot of songs recorded, a lot of songs written. There is a plan in place to release new music, so that is coming soon. But as far as specific dates or specific songs go, y'all just gonna have to wait and see.
Okay.
I think I did it. I think they'll be happy with that answer.
Absolutely. If we gotta wait, where can people find you online? And of course, where can they get Done With You?
Oh, Done With You is available everywhere, all streaming platforms, Spotify, Pandora, Apple. It's on YouTube. Go look it up on YouTube. But if you want to stay up to date with stuff, you got to follow me on social media. So that's like my Instagram, which is Emmett Stevens Jr. Music. Same thing for Facebook, TikTok. It's called X now, not Twitter. But Emmett Stevens Jr. on X. And yeah, follow me there so you can be notified when the next single comes out. Or who knows if it's a single or if it's more. I don't know. Who knows? I'm going to stop talking about it now, though. So I don't get in trouble.
Go follow them, and then we'll all learn together.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, Emmett, one final question for you. One of my favorite questions to ask people. When you get to heaven, what is the first song you would sing with somebody that is already there?
Oh, can I get like sentimental? Is that cool?
Yes, please.
I would sing Amarillo by Morning with my grandfather. That was one of his favorite songs, and I try to do it at just about every show that I play at because he loved country music. Yeah, that's what I would do.
What a great answer. See, that's why it's one of my favorite questions.
I've never been asked that. That's a great question.
Thank you. Well, Emmett, been a pleasure to have you on. I'm looking forward to your next trip in Nashville because it has been a while since I've seen you, so can't wait for that. Of course, everybody listening, go stream Done With You. Go follow Emmett everywhere and be on the lookout for that new music.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, I'll hit you up when I'm coming into town next. It's a few weeks away, so we'll have to go out and get some drinks.
Another slamming door. Well, I've been here before. You're fed up, you've had enough, so I take another pour. Get in my truck, crank her up and turn on the radio. That FM station told me everything I needed to know. I got my whiskey glasses, cause that's what Morgan said. Ain't got a drinking problem, ask them boys Midland. Catch me starting over like Chris Stapleton. I'll be getting drunk on a plane, cause that's what Dirks would do. She got the best of me, like my buddy Luke. You need me, check on her, that neon moon. Cause I'll be Brooks and done with you. Honest, kinda knew it was over from the start. This ain't my first rodeo with a broken heart. You probably think I've been sad since you've been gone, but I couldn't be happier singing my favorite country song. I got my whiskey glasses, cause that's what Morgan said. Ain't got a drinking problem, ask them boys Midland. Catch me starting over like Chris Stapleton. I'll be getting drunk on a plane, cause that's what Dirks would do. She got the best of me, just like my buddy Luke. You need me, check on her, that neon moon. Cause I'll be Brooks and done with you. Baby. whiskey glasses, cause that's what Morgan said. Ain't got a drinking problem, ask them boys Midland. Catch me starting over like Chris Stapleton. I'll be getting drunk on a plane, cause that's what Dirks would do. She got the best of me, just like my buddy Luke. You need me, check under that neon moon, cause I'll be Brooks and done with you. I'll be Brooks and done with you. I'll be Brooks and done with you.
Thanks for listening to Back Porch Sippin' with Lindsay. Subscribe now to stay up to date and hear new episodes first. Be sure to like and follow us at Back Porch Sippin' POD.